Earlier this year, U2 performed in the Chilean capital, Santiago. The band is known for inviting local artists to join them up on stage, but this time they chose only one Chilean singer to share the spotlight, Francisca Valenzuela. Now, Bono may not know her all that well because he introduced her as Francisca Venezuela, but as Beto Arcos reports, Valenzuela and her music are well worth getting to know.
Francisca Valenzuela was born in San Francisco to Chilean parents. When she was 12, her parents decided to move the family back to Chile. By then, Valenzuela was already playing piano and guitar and writing her first songs. When Valenzuela was only 13, she published her first book of poetry with an introduction by the renowned author Isabel Allende. It was only a matter of time before Valenzuela would bring both crafts together. Here is a song she wrote as a teen and later recorded in 2006. It's called Peces.
Si hay tantos peces en el mar, porque siempre pesco el que no me deja nada, uno que le cuelgan muchas más.
I worry about my lyrics when I write a song because I love music to be fun and to have its voice and its life, but at the same time I think if you can extract the lyrics and look at them on their own, hopefully they have some sense, hopefully they look fun, hopefully they have some story or some sort of charm, whether it's a fun song or a sad song or, you know, a diary-like, more confessional song or more intellectual song.
Some years ago, Valenzuela was invited to take part in a musical tribute to Salvador Allende of Chile, Latin America's first democratically elected socialist leader, who was later ousted in a military coup. She wrote the song Salvador as a social critique on the lack of political leadership in Latin America. It's on her new album.
More than speaking of Salvador Allende as a political figure and being a left hand or whatever, you know, left wing or right wing or whatever, it speaks more about this ideal, poetic ideal of changing the status quo of our world, of our unjust kind of psychopathic societies.
Y me recordarán ídolo, fénix y canción. Enseñarán cómo me entregué a mi pueblo con devoción. Quiero ser la luz, iluminar este país que está tan gris. Quiero ser su salvador.
But that's just one aspect of Valenzuela's music. Her songs sometimes veer towards the silly.
To not be serious, to be fun, to be playful, to be young, to be authentic and goofy, and not always be in this persona that you have to be grave and you have to be serious and you have to be somber all the time.
Llego más temprano con mis zapatos frustrados, con mi modo educado y mi traje impecable. Entro asustado, el protocolo instalado, él me extiende una mano, una sonrisa afable. Digo un, dos, tres, es lo que tengo que hacer.
Valenzuela continues to challenge herself with new ways of writing songs and telling stories.
These fantasies of becoming other characters and singing as them, whether it's a revolutionary like in Salvador, or whether it's, you know, a man going to a work interview, an entrevista, or whether it's a buen soldado, a good soldier in a bar.
Valenzuela's new album is called Buen Soldado, Good Soldier. The lyrics say, I always get what I want. I'm a good soldier and I will always be. She says she chose this title as a metaphor for the struggles she had to go through to make an independent album. She said it took courage and will, but she got it done her way. For The World, I'm Beto Arcos.
Porque siempre consigo lo que quiero, ese éxito lo tengo, tengo un buen rabo, soy un buen soldado, siempre lo seré, porque tengo un buen.
Check out a video of Francisca Valenzuela at theworld.org. From the Nan and Bill Harris Studios at WGBH in Boston, I'm Lisa Mullins.